Blog Talk Radio.
There I am. Here I am. I made it. Whew. Sorry about that, folks. A little bit loud out here in this home of mine right now.
Little kooky, little crazy, little issue with the kids and the homework. You know how it is with the kids and the homework. Just bear with me as we settle down in the background and I get this live feed ready to rock and roll. My friend Kelly is there. Hey, Kelly, how you doing? Joey, everybody's tuning in. We are rocking and rolling here with the Patriot Nation Radio Show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. We're going to be talking tonight about Light Up to Live. We have writer and director Matthew J.C. He's going to join us tonight. And I found this gentleman via Dave Bray. Dave Bray and him have done some stuff together. And Matthew's band is out doing Operation Rock the Troops. And that's good stuff, really good stuff happening here, folks. People taking care of our troops across the country. And we're having a good time here. I'm going to play our top of the hour break. I'm going to talk to our guest here. I got somebody on the line. I'm going to bring him in real fast. But I'm going to play this top of the hour break 1 second, and we'll be back right after this. Right after this. Not playing. And am I coming over the line, or am I just on the Facebook Live? I can't tell. We are having some issues here.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Dave Bray, USA, right now on Facebook, that's DaveBray, USA. I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. Very straightforward and good people. Deep down inside, they are very human, just like you and I. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. So here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on the representatives for passing these BS laws and fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics. And that's what I think the song says more over than anything else.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Our emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
All right, it looks like I'm in. All right, folks, I don't know what's going on. I need help from my producer. Where's my producer? You guys, man! Where's Lisa? I need my friend Lisa to help me out here. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
I'm here.
Hey, what's happening? I can't work the board at all. My thing is spinning. I don't know if my mic's hot or anything.
Dumb refresh. I've got it loaded.
I refreshed. I can't get in.
Okay, well, I'm just here. So just...
If you can hot my mic.
You go ahead and talk to everybody, and I will screen your calls, okay?
All right. I got to bring in, of course, looks like Keeper's mic is hot, and my mic is off. Folks, if you're on the Facebook Live and you happen to be listening to the show, let me know what's happening. Can you hear something? I can't tell. Oh, boy. Let's see. We got my friend right here. Let's bring this guy in right quick. Uh-oh. What happened? I know what that is. Folks, we are experiencing the technical difficulties here with the studio. I don't know what's going on here.
Okay,
Lisa's
what,
got us.
What numbers do you want?
I want to get...
I haven't...
All I know right now is that my good friend Dave is on the line. I want to get him up and get him on.
Okay.
Hello. Can anyone hear me out there in the world? What's going on, man?
Welcome to the show, Dave. Seems that my equipment
sounds
here
like
is
you got a proper. Yeah, you got a proper Charlie Foxtrot going on down there. Is everything all right? You got everybody in place now? Are we ready to rock and roll or what, buddy?
We are ready to rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. One of our guests tonight, Mr. Dave Bray, ladies and gentlemen, doing some great things. Some rock and roll you may have heard in the lead up, but we had the little advertisement there. There's a little echo problem with that. We have to redo that, I think. But we got some songs on the board for Mr. Dave Bray. New stuff is out. And the first song that we heard from you, which was really cool, was right when the policemen were getting targeted by Black Lives Matter and groups like that. And I'm trying to find it here. We have a bunch of songs. We have Last Call and The Warrior Inside. I think we got a live version. But I'm going to play Last Call, folks. And after we play the song, we'll have Dave talk a little bit about the song. Check it out. And you got to go over to DaveBrayUSA.com because you have to see the video. The video will really impact the meaning and the feeling of this song. Ladies and gentlemen, Last Call, Dave Bray.
For those long, hard years we tried. my children that I love them. Oh yeah, the daddy always loved them so. Tell them to hold the mother tight and to never let her go. Tell them I'll always be watching, looking over them through it all. This is my last call. Tell them to fight for me. Right for me.
You wrote that song now, it's a little bit over a year now. What was the inspiration for that song for those who don't know?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious. You know, I mean, it says a lot about, you know, first and foremost, who our police are. A lot of people get confused. They think they're, you know, in the uniform the whole time. Although, listen, you know, you talk to any cop, he's never off the job. But for pretty much all of 2016 and a lot of 2017 so far, you know, you've seen a lot of negative media attention coming into the police and how they're dealing with the issues. And this is what sort of sparked Ferguson, you know, Dallas, and all these other sort of counterattacks on police that we've seen last year. And, you know, when these guys are putting their lives on the line day in and day out for those very same people in those very same neighborhoods to ensure their safety, you know, they're not taking anything into perspective when it comes to color, you know, religion, any of that stuff. They just go and do their jobs. When somebody needs help, they show up. And you know, to see these guys coming up under attack, and I got a lot of friends that are cops. You know, these guys are like baseball coaches. They're, you know, volunteers in the community. Some of them are involved with churches. You know, deeply rooted in church. You know, we have, you know, police at our church that help with traffic. I mean, I look at what and who these people are in the community, and they're not just they're police, you know, first, and but they're also, you know, first and foremost, they're husbands and fathers and mothers and daughters and those types of things. And you know, I wanted to try to humanize the badge. I wanted to bring an element of, hey, these are the men and women in uniform are, you know, they have children. You know, these people that you're shooting at and targeting because you didn't like the way something went down, you know, 40, 50, 60, 100 miles away. You want to decide you want to take it out on cops in general. You're killing family people. You are killing, you know, people right. That are involved in the communities. So, yeah.
Hey, looks like we got our other guest. Our other guest is here.
Matthew J. Sitton, the hardest working man. This is the hardest working man in Patriot Rock and Roll right now. On this, that's about ready to come in. Matthew J. Sitton. I just want to introduce him as the hardest working man in patriotic music and patriotic movements in general. This guy is amazing. Love Matthew, dude. He's a heck of a patriot. And if anybody doesn't know who he is, they're gonna find out.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. You got it. It's Matthew J. Sitton, writer and director of the documentary, veteran documentary, Light Up to Live. If you want to find out, we're going to tell you all about this documentary here tonight, as well as Operation Rock the Troops, which they're doing great stuff, folks. You know me and you know Patriot Nation Radio. We love our veterans and we love the service and the sacrifice done by each and every one of these fine patriots. Welcome to the show, Matthew. Say hello to our good friend and patriot, Dave Bray.
Dave Bray, what's up, Mark? What's everybody out there in Patriot Nation land?
We're just chilling here on the airwaves at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, having a good time. It's always good to have great guests. I want to first and foremost thank both of you guys for your service and sacrifice to our country and all the things that you continue to do for the patriots of this nation and the veterans, because I know we don't need no damn federal government, because we'll take care of our patriots ourselves if we all come together.
Booyah. Be on that one.
Amen. So, Matthew, real fast, tell people a little bit about Light Up to Live and, you know, the technology and the things that they're doing. It's great stuff. I was chatting with Stephen Jackal and Randall Reed as well, and I think what that is amazing. And I'm going to have to get out and make sure I see that documentary here real soon. But tell folks a little bit about Light Up to Live. The title sounds a little bit more like something medical. Folks, this is nothing like what you would think by the title, Light Up to Live.
Well, actually, I think it's everything to do with the title, but you still have to do a little digging, I guess, to find out, and that's the curiosity of almost anything that you want to read, see, or watch. But Light Up to Live is a movie about five veterans that were given a before and after SPECT brain scan, which basically shows over 165 partitions of your brain where your blood flow is not moving anymore. And the difference between what that means in an MRI or a CAT scan is that they're not actually showing you exactly where the blood has stopped. And the fact of, we can tell looking at a brain scan if it's your anxiety, if it's the depression, if it's why you can't hold thoughts, long-term memory, short-term memory, we can tell. So what we decided to do is give these guys before and after scans and then a 12-week treatment of the InLight medical product. It's a light therapy, polychromatic light therapy. And even though this has been around for over 30 years, the way the world always looks at it, and of course, when I always think of big pharma, we all know that curing somebody is bad for business. So getting anything out there that works, we have to take an unconventional route. So we thought of, let's tell a true story about some real patriots and show everybody and put everything on the line and take a before and after scan to prove if this polychromatic light therapy can help and be one of those tools that helps with veterans suffering from TBI and PTSD. And I'm going to go ahead and give away the ending. We were 5 for 5. 5 for 5 in changing these veterans' lives, period. It worked. And with that being said, people can follow the movie at lightuptolive.com. Right now, we're premiering it in different cities across the U.S. We have a tour coming up again in July. We're going to be showing the movie at the Special Operations Museum in Fayetteville, North Carolina, before we play at Fort Bragg over 4th of July. We've got a couple shows. I'm not going to announce them just yet, but a couple shows in Chicago on April 27th. We're headed to New York and Boston in July. We'll be in Nashville and Kansas City in July. And after that, the movie is going to be available for basically everyone else when it hits distribution after that time. So there's a little bit. I'll tell you this. These five veterans that started this movie with me, when I filmed them on day one, you could look in the heart of these guys deep into their eyes and you could see, oh, shit. Somebody's going to give me another hocus-pocus kind of shit that's going to help me. And at the end of the day, we know that these veterans out there are just being fed pill after pill, and this pill is going to take care of, you know, this side effect you got, and then this pill is taking care of this side effect, but no one ever asked the question, well, shit, is there something that actually helps me get better? Not, give a Band-Aid to my brain, a Band-Aid to the problem. You know, if you cannot diagnose a problem, you cannot treat it. And right now, no one is diagnosing it. They're just sweeping it under the rug.
Yeah, big problem. I agree. That's a huge problem.
So we like to say in the world of Light Up to Live and in the world of Operation Rock the Troops, the foundation, the military charity that I started, it's awareness with action. If you want to create change, you got to bring the AWA game. That is awareness with action. And that's what we're doing on our tour. So Operation Rock the Troops was formed 14 years ago when we had the mission that we wanted to perform for our troops all over the world because we believe music was healing. And in that time, we've completed 7 world tours to 15 countries, 1,000-plus shows at over 40 military bases and other arenas around the U.S. in the last 14 years.
I told you this guy's the hardest working patriot in the rock and roll business, didn't I? I told you. I was not kidding, man. This dude is off the chain, dude. I got nothing but props and respect for him. And all the guys from the JC All-Stars, he's got an amazing band. You know, just shout outs and props to all those guys, dude. They work their tails off, and they believe in what they do. And, you know, the crazy part about it is this is, you know, I remember talking to Matthew a while back, and he was talking about, you know, I'm pretty much like that little old lady making quilts for veterans, you know, when they come home, except for I'm doing it with rock and roll music and doing it the way I want to do it. And I just thought it was such a really, really cool and genuine thing coming from somebody who's, you know, never worn the uniform, but still has the same amount of respect and wants to observe the sacrifices that are being made and now taking a step into the helping them physically and mentally. It's just huge, man. This guy's a pinnacle. Books will be written years from now when this guy is sitting on top of the mountain, no doubt.
And Dave, how did you meet up with Matthew and Light Up to Live? Because that's where I found him through your page. So how did you link up with these guys?
Well, we got to go back a few years there, I think, Matthew, right? When did we first cross paths?
Well, I mean, I always knew of Dave Bray from Madison Rising, and it was for me when the movie 13 Hours came out at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. We were all standing up in that VIP room with some of those Medal of Honor recipients.
Yeah.
Huge American heroes, and in comes this long-haired, rocking dude, and I was like, I've seen that guy's picture before. I know who this is. And that's when you and I met, and that was a good meeting. That was the moment I was like, this guy's real.
Yeah, we struck it off really well, and we both kind of saw what each other was doing and realized it's a good partnership, good team, and I'm genuinely, you know, it ended up turning into more for me because later on down the road, I actually got to play with the JC All-Stars at a few events. I believe we're going to be playing again. We're going to be playing again for this year's in Maryland. We're going to be doing another thing down there for N22. So we got a lot of really cool things coming up together. It's just from a musical perspective. But I was also allotted a grant by Operation Rock the Troops this year for $3,000, and that's actually going to go towards the making of the new video that I'm putting together, and it's some really, really cool things happening. So we're just excited to be working together with the same mission at hand, you know, trying to help the same people and do the same stuff. And, you know, it just says a lot. It says a lot about the community from a musical standpoint. I think a lot of people are seeing a lot of competition and people that are out for the same thing and for the same purpose, you know, sort of smashing their heads against each other instead of working together. And I think what Matthew and I sort of saw in each other was the willingness to work together as a team and to put our heads together and make something really cool happen. So that's what we're doing, and it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to make for a great, you know, fall this year, and I think people are going to be excited.
I hope you guys can make it to the West Central Florida area, Tampa, come with a show around our area.
You never know. If we can find I always tell people I have no problem coming to any city around the world if I can find people who can actually show me that they could draw over 100 people to an event. Because that's what it really takes is to, you know, everybody always wants to help promote a show, but what people don't realize is getting people to the show is half the battle, and it's a lot of time and commitment. And that's where you lose a lot of people because they realize that, you know, I always say this about bands, and I think Dave can probably relate to this. It's not the 40 minutes on the stage when you're singing the songs with that mic, with your guitar that matters. It's the 23 hours and 20 minutes off the stage that make you a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah, because you know? I put a show together here with my band a couple of years ago, and I broke my back to get 500 people to show up, you know. But that's how it goes.
Right.
It's rock and roll. That's how it goes when you're playing in a band. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. AC/DC, people.
1978. Get it done.
So, Matthew, Operation Rock the Truth. What's happening with that, and how can folks link on and get tour dates and all that fun stuff?
Well, it's easy. It's just OperationRockTheTroops.org. And our mission right now is three pillars. And the first pillar is we give back to live entertainment. Live entertainment for us equates to we put out TV shows, movies, videos about other military charities, as well as we perform with the JC All-Stars. And live entertainment, very similar to you, my friend, we have our own radio station called Patriot Rock Radio, where we talk about all things Patriot and, of course, rock. So any way we can get the news, help. Today's episode on our show was about veterans' wives and what we can do to help the family, because when you have that transition home, it's not just the soldier you have to heal, it's the whole family. So today we discussed different opportunities and solutions on how to help the family, and we came up with Veteran Wives Date Night, and where we'll have volunteers help babysit the kids so mommy and daddy can come on out and help.
Excellent.
And that way the veterans get a fun night out. Their kids can all bond, because veterans' kids, they've got a common core and a common path, so it's good to connect them. So that was one of our solutions. So Operation Rock the Troops is going to start doing veteran date nights and babysitting.
Excellent. That's good stuff, man, because you got to get some time out with the wife.
That sounds great. I mean, that sounds awesome on paper, but I really hope that you have some professional child care people that are ready to take that thing on, man, because that sounds like a crazy night at church camp.
One of the things we were going to do from the start is that we were going to create activities so that when you drop the kids off, you know that the kids are going to do X, Y, and Z. And, of course, when we come off the gate, I'm not sitting here trying to – it's going to be hard out of the gate to take care of that 1, 2, or 3-year-old. But there's different ways to do it, and there's a lot of volunteers on our show. We have three people that actually run daycare centers so that they're already certified, accredited, and all of that stuff that would be doing the volunteering to lead, and then a whole bunch of volunteers just to help. So, of course, you want that safe environment that you know when you're leaving your child behind, that it's in good hands and not just some random, you know, wouldn't want to do that. But either way, that's the first idea we have to help the veteran wives. So I appreciate what you're doing as well with Patriot Nation, because, you know, awareness is definitely needed. And then that follow up with action is what creates the results and the change.
Yes, sir. If you guys would just give me about 30 seconds, I got to do something here real quick. Check this out. I'll be back in about 15 seconds.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right, folks, what's happening? We're talking with Matthew J.C. from Light Up to Live and Operation Rock the Troops, and we got our good friend and regular guest now, it seems. He comes on regularly. We're proud to have him, Mr. Dave Bray, playing his music tonight. And right now, I'm going to tell you folks something pretty big for the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Probably the biggest guest we've ever had on this besides Dave and Matthew that are with us tonight.
I was going to say, Matthew J.C. is already here. Who could it be?
Right. Are you ready, folks? I promised that I would tell this information tonight at around 7 p.m. But coming up on November 24th, the Patriot Nation Radio Show, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Deputy Assistant to President Donald Trump, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, will be on the show with an interview. We'll be talking about the first 100 days, the mother of all bombs, and a couple of other things that will be highly interested. This man sits with the president every single day. He is a counterterrorist expert, and he sits with the president every day. We're going to line up some great questions for him. We're getting together as a radio team, and we are going to get the proper good questions out for him so that we can get some good answers to some of our pressing questions as patriots of this great nation. So this ought to be good, folks. That's next Monday, April 24th, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump. Big stuff for Patriot Nation Radio, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait. We're excited. I'm nervous talking about it. I'm nervous tonight because these two rock stars got me all jittery. And we're rocking, folks. JC, Matthew JC, and Dave Bray. Guys, you guys kick butt. And Dave's been writing some pretty cool music and getting some stuff out there. And Matt, if you would like, I'm going to play a song from Dave. What do you think?
I think that's great. I love Dave. Play Dave.
Wait a second. Time out. I hate to shift the wheels here, but have you heard the song Light It Up from the JC All-Stars yet? And if not, mm-hmm. I think you ought to play that one now.
I didn't get it loaded up in time for the show, but I think he sent it to me in my email, and we're going to start playing the song regularly, weekly, and promoting Operation Rock the Troops and Light Up to Live, and of course, Dave Bray and all you guys, because we believe that you guys are doing a great service, not only for our veterans, but for us patriots. You know, who wants to turn on mainstream radio today and listen to the crap they're putting out? At least we've got some good rock and roll that we can all look on to as patriots and enjoy. Good stuff. So right now, because you guys are both warriors, we're going to play Warrior Inside. This is a live version. Dave's wife sent this over to me today. There it is. Warrior Inside.
Our musical guest today served in the U.S. Navy and Marines and has dedicated much of his musical career to supporting veterans and active duty military. Today, he's singing an uplifting patriotic tune he wrote for those men and women in our studio sessions. Here's Dave Bray of York with his song, Warrior Inside.
warrior, I'm a warrior inside.
There you have it, folks. Warrior Inside, Dave Bray. Dave, how can someone get a copy of that song if they want to get that song?
Well, the only way to get it right now is if you go to DaveBrayUSA.com. If you purchase a T-shirt, you purchase a sticker, you can purchase, let's see what else we got, patches, we got keychains, we got, you name it, on our little store there online, DaveBrayUSA.com. Check out the store. And I always send a free CD out with every single purchase. So if you make a purchase from the store, I autograph a CD, and Warrior Inside is on there. So I hope that people will go there and help support the Mish.
And also, is the video for Last Call still up? People got to see the video. You can hear the song, but the video gives you the impact of the meaning of the song with visual. I mean, that moved me so much, that song.
That video, just this week, actually, I did an event with Fraternal Order of Police, and they took it and sort of ran with it. So that video got over 100,000 views on YouTube this week, so it's doing really well. Last Call, Daybray USA. If you go to Daybray USA on YouTube, subscribe there. Don't forget to subscribe when you go to these websites, YouTube, Facebook, all these things. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And, you know, I hate to sort of interject, but I just saw a video, and I had to post it on Dave Bray USA. Just saw a video of Earl Granville, and you know who Earl is, right, JC?
No.
You know who Earl Granville. One-legged dude, man, combat warrior, Earl Granville. Carries big cinder block, calls it Cindy. Anyway, Earl Granville is crossing the finish line. He's missing a leg. He's an amputee, combat wounded veteran. He's coming across the finish line at the Boston Marathon today, and he's got a lady draped over his shoulder who's carrying an American flag. And here comes this dude down the home stretch of the Boston Marathon. He's got one sling blade leg on. Oh, my gosh, I'm freaking out. So I just shared it to Dave Bray USA. It's unbelievable. It's just absolutely incredible just watching him do that. So I didn't want to interrupt because I know this is important. And I want everybody to go to DaveBrayUSA.com, believe me. But you got to see my boy Earl Granville coming across the finish line with this lady draped over his shoulders while he's coming across the marathon line. It's incredible.
God bless him. They had veterans doing great things themselves.
Yeah, I saw the picture of that guy. I think I know who you're talking about because I saw that picture up on – I probably saw it on yours. Yeah, I just saw that picture of that guy. I didn't read the caption yet. That's awesome. I'll go back and check it out.
Yeah, Earl was at – Earl spoke at the last time we were down in Frederick, Maryland for the event that we did with Low Cash. Why can't I remember the name of that event? What was it called, Matt?
Which one? Rally in the Valley.
Rally in the Valley, that's it. Rally in the
Platoon
Valley. And that's
22.
What we got coming up this year, man.
Yep, October 21st.
Rally in the Valley, October 21st.
Yeah, get down there. Come see us. It's Frederick, Maryland.
That one's going to be awesome.
If it's rock and roll and it's patriotic, we love it. We'll promote it.
Heck yeah.
Awesome,
all right, so we got Operation RockTheTroops.org, folks. Tour information. These guys are going to be getting that ball rolling again. And, of course, you want to get out to see Light Up and Live when it gets released. Well, did they start doing some releases that starting March 1st, Matthew?
We started during Brain Injury Awareness Month. We went around to about 8 different cities, and we brought it to Fort Bragg right on the base to go to some active duty. And right now, we're planning our second tour this summer, and then the third tour is in October for it. But I would suggest right now for people to go watch the trailer at lightuptolive.com. And when you're there, you can see the theme song, and Dave mentioned it earlier. You can see the theme song, and you can see the music video behind it that we cast all veterans for the song Light It Up. I mean, you got to watch this music video. This is like one of the most fun things I ever had a chance to direct in my life was a bunch of veterans. And I remember asking them, I was like, hey, do you guys mind if we use live rounds? Nope. Do you guys mind if we blow up some explosions around each other so we can make it more real? Sure can. It was awesome working with guys that did not care about so many of these little details that you didn't have to worry with actors. These guys just wanted to get their hands, feet, every part of their body dirty and get into it. It was awesome. You're going to love the video.
And
if you haven't seen it, go see it. Or just go to YouTube and just type in Light Up to Live, and you can watch all the videos right there.
Yep, and on those videos, you'll get to see the five veterans that were there for the whole thing. The trailer's
That's
pretty
right.
cool. I'm digging it. I like it. So then I absolutely heard the song then because I watched that trailer a few times myself.
Right on, brother. I appreciate it. I'm excited about it. I sent you our brand new song that we wrote with Randall Reed and the JC All-Stars. We wrote a song called Tip of the Spear. And it was written for our, our Rangers out there because they're usually the first guys in. And Randall's son is an Army Ranger, and he wanted to do something special for his son and then all the Rangers, so we wrote this song. So you get a chance, when you play that, know that that was the theme song for, I don't want to say for what yet, but I'm excited about that we will be casting more veterans, and this music video is going to be about 10 times more intense than Light It Up. And if you watch Light It Up, you'll be like, damn. So I'm excited for that. So you have that song, so feel free to spin it anytime you want. People can find out more information. And, I hate to say it, I really don't have much more time today, but what I wanted to do for all of your listeners is that if they go to operationrockthetroops.org/ JC All-Stars, so operationrockthetroops.org/JC All-Stars, they can download our whole album for free.
You heard that, folks. That's operationrockthetroops.org/JC All-Stars and download the whole new album for free. That's good stuff, man. I want to thank you so much for that. And we'll be playing.
Man, I wanted to do something back for everybody, and I appreciate that. And I love my Dave Bray.
And we're going to be doing.
My boy.
We'll be playing Tip of the Spear on our next broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern time, this Thursday night. We have a pretty cool show lined up.
When you do that, tag me so I can have everyone else listen to it as well. So keep me posted when you do something. Tag me in a comment or something like that. That'd be awesome, man. I'd love to support any way that I can.
Well, Matthew, you got to send me out a friend request. Your friends are full. I can't. You don't accept anymore.
Oh.
So you have to send one my way.
You know what you got to do? Send me an actual, like, write me a message, and because right now I don't see any of my friend requests. I'll lose everybody. Yeah, I'm trying to get better with that, or simply just start following Operation Rock the Troops, and then you'll be involved and tag us.
Yep, I hit the follow button there already, like the pages, all that
awesome.
Stuff.
Rock on, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you check out operationrockthetroops.org/JC All-Stars. And also, you want to make sure you head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com. He's got some cool merchandise. Get a red shirt for Friday. Get a blue shirt for Wednesday. You know, get all kinds of shirts. Get all kinds of stuff. Get an autographed CD from Mr. Dave Bray himself also. What else you got coming up, Dave? You got anything coming up on the schedule?
Well, yeah, we got all our dates that are already posted. If you just go under, you go to DaveBrayUSA.com, you can find our dates. This weekend coming up, we are headed to West Point Military Academy and the NCAA men's gymnastics. So I'm doing an opening ceremony there. I do opening ceremonies all over the country. I've been doing some really cool stuff with fire and police organizations. So anybody out there has anybody that is looking for a unique opening ceremony, give me a call and we can sort of form fit something to what you want. I've done everything from stadiums and arenas all the way down into small little venues and cafeterias and even movie theaters now I can add because of Matthew JC and his movie premieres that I've been doing. So if you got a venue, I can make it work and I can make something happen. I'm very, very, very malleable and as far as the show is concerned, we can go as big or as small as you want. Again, Matthew, great to hear from you again, man. Me and you will catch up on some things. We got some other stuff in the works, you know that. And I'm going to have to step off as well. And I just want to say thank you to Patriot Nation Radio, Mark, you for having us on and all the support. Go to DaveBrayUSA.com, find out dates. Hope to see you guys out there, man. And thanks again for having me. I appreciate you guys. God bless.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave.
And thank you, Mark.
And JC, I got one more for you real fast before you have to take off. I have a guy – he's a veteran as well. He was a homeless vet. He pulled himself up by the bootstraps, and now he's got a great organization up in New York. You told me you're going up to New York, and we're looking for some charities to maybe help out or get involved with. is Devil Dogs USA Incorporated, and his name is Mr. Gonzalo Duran. And he has a show on our network Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And it would be great if you could get on his show and maybe link up with him when you go up to New York and get involved with Devil Dogs USA Incorporated. They're doing great stuff. They're helping veterans get off the streets, off the drugs, and get jobs and doing all kinds of good stuff right there in the Bronx, in the hardcore neighborhood. Boy, the Bronx is nice. I've been up there to Yankee Stadium a few times. But it would be great if you could link up with him. Gonzalo Duran. What?
Awesome.
Devil
Dogs. Send us an email connecting both of us. That way he knows who I am and who you are. And that whole nine yards. Connect us in an email and consider it done. I'll be up in New York in 2 weeks.
All right. And forward me in your email and make sure I got it.
You got it, boss. Thank you so much for today.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
You got
Take
it.
Care,
no
man.
Problem.
See you guys. Later.
And thanks both of you guys for what you keep doing for veterans, and keep on rocking, man. We love you both. Peace.
Right back at you. Thanks, Mark.
I'm going to play Thinking About Drinking right here, folks, as Dave leaves us and Matthew moves on, and then we'll finish the show again with Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner, live, a cappella from Pittsburgh. Good stuff. We got it all here, Dave. We lined up our switchboard. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do one more tune here from Dave. Thinking About Drinking, and we'll come back and we'll give our big announcement one more time. Who's coming on the 24th of April? Big guest. Biggest. One of the biggest. Ever. Here we go. Thinking About Drinking. I think it's loading up. Here it goes. I hope everybody liked the show tonight. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed doing this show. It was great to have Matthew JC from Light Up to Live and JC All-Stars, Operation Rock the Troops, doing good stuff. I can't tell. Is the song playing? I can't tell. The thing is spinning. I don't hear anything. Breaker 19. We got ourselves a convoy. What's up? There's my wife over there. Hi, honey. Devil Dogs USA Incorporated.
Hey!
And Jason. Thinking about this. Stay Bray.
Nothing like the end of a work day to get you fired up about the night. You can catch a cool buzz with the one you love and play the field till you get it right. It'll only take a few libations to loosen up and feel the flow. So let's drink and let's dance and let's find some romance. It's time to just let go. Tell me what you want to do. Do you want to do? Do you want to do? You got me thinking about drinking. Whiskey and rum, and the band's about to rock. They got 25 taps of ice cold beer and every single kind of shot. We're gonna get this party started, drinking till the morning light. For the chicks and the dudes with the beer and the booze, throwing it down tonight. Tell me what you wanna do, do you wanna do, do you wanna do? You got me thinking about drinking.
There you go, folks. Good stuff. Thinking about drinking Dave Bray, head on over to DaveBrayUSA.com, and you can get all these tunes. And you heard our friend, our first guest, Matthew J.C., from the J.C. All-Stars, Operation Rock the Troops, and the documentary, veteran documentary, Light Up to Live, said it right here live on the air. Head on over to OperationRockTheTroops.org/JC All-Stars and get a free copy of their new CD. That's good stuff there, folks. I'm really, really excited about our guest that's coming up. Now, it's going to be a pre-recorded interview because, of, as you know, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is a busy, busy man. And our good friend, James Bostic, from a conservative's perspective, will have that interview. He's going to hold that interview, and we're going to play it live next Monday right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network and the Patriot Nation Radio Show, 6:30 p.m. I'll be here live. And I'll hit play, and we're going to have that. It's going to be good stuff. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, live on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, 6:30. Well, it'll be a pre-recorded interview. Sorry, it's not going to be live. I'll be live. The recorded interview of Dr. Sebastian Gorka will be here, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April 24th, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I want to say hello to my good friend from back in the day, high school days, Rob. What's happening, Rob? It's good to see you tuning in, man. I appreciate it. Tell all your friends. Share this around. Let everybody know that the Patriot Nation Radio Network is doing patriotic stuff for you, for me, for the kids, for everybody. See my flag. Don't tread on me and my American flag there. Defend freedom. We're always doing stuff for our veterans. We're always doing stuff to maintain liberty and pass liberty to the next generation. Folks, I also want to promote our good friend Gonzalo Duran, you heard me talk about him just a minute ago, Devil Dogs USA Incorporated up in the Bronx, New York. He's running for an office up there, so seek him out, help him out. We're going to get Matthew J.C. from the J.C. All-Stars over on his show and link them up. They're going to do some great stuff up there in New York when the J.C. All-Stars roll in. It's going to be fun, fun, fun. And that's all we're about here. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about freedom, liberty, and the American way. Only way that Patriot Nation Radio can do it. And also, I want you to tune in Thursday, 7 p.m. for a conservative's perspective with my good friend James Bostic, who will actually be interviewing Mr. Gorka, which we'll replay here Monday, the 24th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be a lot of fun. That show's at 7 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays, right before me, the Patriot Nation Radio show on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Then Saturday, we have Patrick Miller. He's a young man. He's a pretty smart kid. He knows what's up. And he's got a show on Saturdays. He's been doing really good. He's a young man with a good heart and a good mind. And he loves freedom. He loves liberty. He loves the American way. Patrick, welcome to the show real fast. Tell folks about your show. Caught him off guard. He wasn't ready.
I'm here. Sorry.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Patrick Miller, Constitutional Millennials, the Next Generation host. What's happening?
Not much at the moment, but everything has been going pretty well so far.
Good. Awesome. Awesome. I appreciate all you're doing and putting together some good shows. And, folks, I also want to make sure you head on over to the Overpasses for America pages. Seek these guys out. Say hello to all the folks over there, my good friend James and my good friend Fred, and, of course, our producer here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network, highly involved, Lisa. Go over to the Overpasses for America pages and say hello. Find your state group, join, and get out to an overpass. It's a lot of fun. Overpasses for America, I think, .org and O4A.org maybe are the websites. It's been a long time since I go. I find them on Facebook, Overpasses for America, and just type it in the search, and you'll find all their pages and all their groups. So what do you got going on this week? You got anything fancy happening on your show this week, Patrick?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I mean, I just did a quick update on dress code.
Yes. And I see that you guys got a new principal over there where the dress code violations were taking place. And hopefully he's, taking the parents' grievances to heart and maybe listening, not like the other tyrant that was running the show there for a little while, Miss Murphy. Well, Patrick, I want to thank you so much. Tell folks where they can tune in, what time they got to tune into your show. Folks, you can hear Patrick Saturday night at
joining me Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to be discussing things ranging from laws to codes to maybe even political stuff about the Constitution. Who knows? I'll be doing my research, and I'll let you guys know.
Excellent. There you have it, folks. Constitutional Millennials, the Next Generation with Patrick Miller, Saturday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We had a great time. Don't forget, this Thursday, starting at 7 p.m. with a conservative's perspective, followed by me at 8 p.m. with the Patriot Nation Radio Show. That's James Bostic and Mark Hoffman and the Patriot Nation Radio Network, the best 2 hours in internet radio, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody on Facebook Live, Overpasses for America, DaveRayUSA.com, OperationRockTheTroops.org, and everybody else. And also tune in to Pastor Sylvester Bland and the United Saints of America.us. Check out his show Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. I love that man. He's doing good stuff. Brian Lang and Live Truth Radio. He's up there in the Ohio area. I wonder how he's dealing with that guy, that Cleveland guy with the Facebook Live murder. He's up there. Search him out, livetruthradio.com. And we're going to sign off. Oh, and you know what I want to do? I got my friend here. I think he's on hold. Where is he? Oh, he hung up. Dag nabbit. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to check out Keeper's Mind Pool, too, Wednesday nights. Search him out, Keeper's Mind Pool. And I'm going to leave you guys with this here tonight. This is one more tune from our good friend and patriot, Dave Bray. We're going to play the Star Spangled Banner. I think it's going to go.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show here on the Patriot Nation Radio. We call tonight the Patriot Nation Radio Show because it wasn't going to be quite of a train wreck. It started out a little bit of a train wreck, but we got it. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight to the Patriot Nation Radio Show right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Trainwreck Radio Show will be back in 2 weeks. Next week's Dr. Gorka. We want to make sure that we're hooked up there. We don't want to be the train wreck radio show for Dr. Gorka. So we'll be the Patriot Nation radio show next Monday. I want to thank you all for tuning in. It's been great. I love each and every one of you guys. Without you, there is no Patriot Nation radio. It's all for the fans. It's all for you guys. It's all for America. It's all for the American way of life. Good night, and God bless America. If I can log out. End the episode. Well, at least if you can help me end the episode, it won't end for me. Good night, and God bless America.